The leaders of France and Germany have flown into Moscow in a major diplomatic effort to secure a political solution to the crisis in Ukraine. They're meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, armed with a ceasefire deal, amid talk that the US is considering supplying arms to Ukraine's troops, a move that could blow the whole conflict open. Here's our Europe correspondent Mary Guerin.
In the besieged, rebel-held town of Donetsk in Ukraine's east, residents like Yulia are unconvinced by news of the urgent high-level talks to stop the fighting.
I doubt that there'll be some kind of ceasefire or agreement. It's not going to happen, I think.
Angela Merkel and François Hollande flew into Moscow with their deal, but even before she hit the tarmac, the German leader was playing down the chances of a quick breakthrough.
We are convinced that there'll be no military solution to this conflict, but we also know that the question remains fully open whether we will succeed in achieving a ceasefire through these talks.
It's widely speculated the Kremlin and pro-Russian separatists will be aiming to draw a new ceasefire line, securing for the rebels territory gained since the failed Minsk agreement. Dr. Martin McCauley is a specialist in Russian and Eastern Europe from the Limehouse Group of Analysts in London. He says Russia's President Vladimir Putin will have entered the talks feeling like he has the upper hand.
He believes that he's the winner and he's got the aces. And the fact that Angela Merkel is going to Moscow to talk to him instead of being on the phone, because she normally talks to him on the phone in Russian, means that the sanctions are biting in Germany. Germany's losing a lot of business. France, Hollande said, I think a month ago, the sanctions should be lightened because France really needs better relations, better commercial relations with Russia.
But if Germany and France can't convince Russia to help stop the fighting, another factor is at play. The talk from significant figures in Washington in favour of arming Ukraine's troops, at least with defensive weapons. That sparked fresh warnings today from the defence ministers of Britain and Germany, who say that would only pour oil on the fire. Martin McCauley says Europe will consider that path far too dangerous.
The increased risks are that if you gave Kiev lethal weapons, they wouldn't know how to use them. So therefore, you have to bring in advisers. The danger of that is you slip into a proxy war with Russia, and America doesn't want that.
US Vice President Joe Biden met with the EU Council in Brussels before holding trilateral talks with Ukraine and Germany in Munich. He didn't mention weapons, but called for a unified approach from Western allies.
This is a moment where the United States and Europe must stand together, stand firm. Russia cannot be allowed to redraw the map of Europe, because that's exactly what they are doing.
There was good news for some Ukrainians. Residents were bussed out of the government-held town of Debaltseve as rebels there declared a truce. Whether the residents can return soon or for long seems now to be up to Russia's president. This is Mary Guerin for Saturday AM.